This is Wild About Utah.
As a child, I loved nature. Not liked, but loved. I consumed it. I learned the names and types of animals especially from all over the world. My love was ceaseless, carefree, and itself consuming. There were phases, of course, too. First it was bats, then dinosaurs, but back before they had any feathers. Then penguins, dogs, spider monkeys, and sharks. And with each new animal I learned about, I was drawn in closer by what makes them special and sets them apart. I could imagine myself as any one of a million kinds of critter. I could play as if I were one, hunt or forage like one, build a den or nest like one. I was what I imagined myself to be, and I loved it. My world was infinite. For a long while now, I've thought about what happened to that child, what happened to that infinite world. Years of schooling and structure had pushed my attention into books, screens, and facts. The world did not leave me. I neglected that infinite world, and so it too became schooled and structured and sterile. This realization of what had happened first hit me when I began student teaching kindergarten a few years ago. One day at recess, a child asked me to play with them. I realized then that I couldn't remember how to play and imagine. This relearning casts a shadow of struggle over you, especially as a teacher. It can drive you to try and find what obscures and what shines. My search for reprieve from a knowable world has taken me all over this country, from coast to coast and from northern desert to southern swamp. Just the other day, though, I finally found a true breadcrumb back to the infinite world, a black-capped chickadee. Sitting in my springtime backyard, one came to my only lone bird feeder. As it sized up the plastic tube full of food, I began to do something that I hadn't done for a very long while. I just watched it. It was not like how I watched ducks or deer or loose neighborhood turkeys, as food if only it came in range or the city ordinances were a bit more forgiving. But instead, I watched it just to see what it did and who it was. The small songbird flew from its perch and simply rummaged through my discount bird feed until it found a black sunflower seed and flew back to a higher branch. It worked the shell off the seed with diligence, determination, and intelligence. No schooling required. It then called out, perhaps to pay the good fortune forward, and flew off without giving the feeder another glance. The momentary abandonment of gluttony is the privilege of spring. It felt strange just to watch a bird for a few minutes. It felt foreign. There were books that need reading, screens that need seeing, and facts that need knowing. In the end, though, it felt good to stick it to what organized my wild instincts and to just watch the chickadee like a true human being again. I could, in that moment, imagine that I was that chickadee, wild, rebellious, and free. Never before had I thought of myself as a chickadee, though. If any bird, I would have before liked to be a Canada jay, or a raven, or a Swainson's thrush. But after seeing that chickadee and thinking on it, the chickadee seems the best of me now, and the best of who I want to be. It can be humble, measured, and cooperative, or proud, excitable, and driven, depending on the needs of the season. It's easily seen, easily unnoticed, and easily pleased. Importantly, though, it reminds me of that child with the infinite world. It reminds me why I love nature. It gives me hope that I can again.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.